Good.
Okay. All right. Okay. So the sheets around. Parsha Shoftim, the lame of the Shem, the Shabbos. The Torah tells us towards the beginning of the Sedra about the dinim relating to a melech, a Jewish king. The Torah says, what happens if Jewish people want a king? It's actually an interesting discussion, because the Torah seems to say that it's up to the people to decide whether they want to have a king. Later on, in the days of Shmuel and Ovid, when they want a king, he gets very angry at them, so you have to figure out how to reconcile the psukim. It's not interesting. But the Torah tells us here in Parsha Shoftim, Parak Yud Zayin, the king has to have his own private copy of a special copy of the Sefer Torah. So everyone is required to write a Sefer Torah. King has to have two. And in Pasuk Yutez, he should have it with him, and he should read it all his life. To keep all the mitzvahs and so on, to read it all his life, and to fear God, etc., etc. Pasuk Chav, he will not become haughty. So he will not veer from the path of the mitzvahs right or left. So he'll have a lengthy reign on the throne, he and his children, amidst all of Klal Yisrael. So what do you mean, he and his children? Who's talking about his children? So Rashi makes an interesting comment, says, who uvonov, second source, again, this is Shoftim, Doron Perek Yudzayin Pasachal, who uvonov, magid shem b'no hogun l'malchus, who called him chol adam. We see from here that if the son is fit to succeed, the father is the king, he has precedence over anybody else. In other words, the kingship is given over by Yerusha. The Gemara says in Maseches Horius, Falfon Beis, in the third source, the Gemara says, Amar Mar, Vein Moshkin Melech Ben Melech. You don't have to anoint a king who is taking over from his father, who was the previous king. The father died, now the son is taking over. When they have that kind of success, you don't need Mashiach, the anointing with the oil. But now, how do we know? The Gemara quotes this pasuk here in Parsha Shoftim, tell us that the position is inherited, right? That it goes from the father to the son, and therefore no special ceremony of anointing and so on is necessary. The Gemara says, but sometimes there was a dispute. We know from Nabi a few times, right? There was a Machlokas who should become the next king after David HaMelech died. Adoniel wanted to be the king, and Avshalom wanted to be the king, and so on and so forth, different times in history. So then you have to have Mashiach to demonstrate, who's to be the one. So the Gemara says, well, I've called the boy Malcolm, or it's Malchus of the day, because doesn't the father give it over to the son? Amar of Papa, Amar Kral, who won of the Kerav Yisrael? The Diyak Mar Pasek says, who won of the Kerav Yisrael? Is man Shalom Yisrael, Klina Be, who won of? Afila Belo Mashiach. When is it who won of? Automatic? That's the Kerav Yisrael, when there's peace, when there's no machlokas, and everybody agrees. So then you don't need Mashiach. But if some kind of machlokas, you need Mashiach. But in any event, as Rashi says there in Hori, see the Alpha and Beis, in Source 4, it's like a father gives over any other property or any other thing he gives over to his children. So he gives over this kingship as well. But it's only Yerusha is man Shalom Yisrael. That's what the Gemara says. The Rambam paskins this way. Nilchus Klei Mikdash Perak Aleph Haloch Yer Aleph Source 5. It says, Ein Moshkin Es HaMelech El Agabe HaMayan. You have to have this ceremony of Mashiach takes place by running water. That's a different thing. This is the king's flow, the power should flow, whatever. Ein Moshkin Melech Ben Melech. Shamalchus Yerusha Melech Haloch. Shemar Hu Bonar Bekerbi. So you don't have to have Mashiach for a Melech Ben Melech. A son taking over for the father, because it's all one of our parts of Kerav Yisrael. But in Hayis Hashem Machlokas, Moshe Chosuk Nei Salak Machlokas, Ulaudi Alakol Shizel Melech Levad, the Kemosha Moshe Shlomo in the Machlokas Adoniyo, Yoach Mibnei Asaya, Yoachos Mei Yoach Machlokas, and so on. Different times in Jewish history where you had a Machlokas, and fine, okay. That's the Rambam Paskin Hilchos Klei Mikdash Perek Aleph Halacha Yer Aleph. Hayotzi Mikol Zeh is that the position of kingship, the melucha, is handed over by inheritance. It's a Yerusha from father to son.
But it's one after death.
Right, it's a different discussion, yes. Okay, but it goes from the father, the son takes over after the father. Similarly, we find in regards to the Kohen Gadol. also operates through Yerusha. The Pasuk says in Parashas Tetzaveh, or 6 Shmos, Parakof Tes, Pasuk Lamed, Shiva Siyom Yerboshim HaKoyin Tachtam, one of Asher Yavol Omer L'Sharis Bakodesh, again, HaKoyin Tachtam Nibbanov, as an inauguration, preparation week of 7 days, Shiva Siyom Rashi says in Tetzaveh, Chof Tes Lamed, Shiva Siyom Ritzupun, Yerboshim HaKoyin Asher Yakom Nibbanov, Tachtam L'Kohuna Go'ol Kedoa, that the son, who can come up to be the Kohen Gadol after the father, Kishim Nu Leo's Kohen Gadol. Asher Yavo Omoed, Rashi, also Kohen, Amuchan Likonot, if not, I will think of Kippurim, the Zero Kohen Gadol. The Pasuk there says, you look back and see. Asher Yavo Omoed, that goes inside the inner chambers, right? It means the Kohen Gadol and the Kippur. Shana Bezim Kippur, Ksherbo, Tachna Mibonov, Melamed, that's important, Rashi verse now, the fourth one there in source 7, Melamed, Shin Yeshol, the Kohen Gadol Bain, Memales Makomo, Yimnu, Kohen Gadol Tachna. The Kohen Gadol has a son, so you should appoint, and he's worthy for the position, to be in that position, you should appoint him as the next Kohen Gadol. Okay. The Gemara has in Yuma, Ayin Beis, Amud Beis, going over to Ayin Gimel, Amud Aleph, 8, sort of say, Masav Adab Rav, Amud Kedi. Some says Adab Rav, some says Kedi, that's his name. Yachol Yehei Bono Shom Mashuach Mecham, Meshamesh Tachlo. At the end of our Sedra, Shofti, the Torah describes that there was a certain coin, it was called the coin Mashuach Mecham. He was the one who spoke to the troops, before they would go out to war. Described at the end of this week's Sedra, the warfare, the Kohen in charge of warfare. So the Meshuach Mechama, maybe his son should also take over for him. Kederach Shebenot Shal Kohen Gadol Meshamesh Tachtov, just like the son of the Kohen Gadol succeed his father. Maybe the son of the Meshuach Mechama should succeed his father. Gemara says not true. Tamar Lomer, Shivas Yom HaShah Kohen Tachtov HaShah Yavo Omoi. Now that rule that it goes over Birush inheritance is not. That's only by the Kohen Gadol, not by the Meshuach Mechama. It's more of a different kind of position. Okay? And that's what it says, Misha Roy Lovo Al Moed. Okay? And Rashi explains the source 9, that's Yuma Ayin Beis and Beis, the Omasu Yachol Yehi Bano Shal Meshuach Mechama Shach Tachtav Yachol Tehei Gedulas Meshuach Mechama Yerushal Yuz Bano Kodem Lechol Odom Kederach Shal Bano Shal Kohen Gadol Meshamesh Tachtav. Should be the same thing, and the Gemara fans all figured out what the coin had to do, and it's not only by one time that the coin was anointed through oil, but when they didn't have that oil anymore, so he simply was inaugurated in position by wearing the extra garments called Meruba Begadim. The coin got all 8 garments instead of 4, called Meruba Begadim. Talmud Loma, a coin. Now Rashi works out the whole thing, and it's true only by coin got all, not a Meshuach Muhammad. Fine. And therefore, that position is also a position of inheritance. We see that as well. Okay. Again, the Rashi on Gimel Aleph and Source 10 just spells out it's only inheritance for the one who goes into the Omoy Lechaper Bakodesh B'Makipurim. Right. That's the Rashi in Tavla and Gimel Aleph. Said Divashol Talmud Lomar Lechaper Bakodesh B'Makipurim. All of any Omoy Lechatachtov Mibanav Shebnei Tachtov. It's a Shenor Delav Kohen Gadol. Special din by the Kohen Gadol. We find it elsewhere in the Chumash too. That's in Parshas Tzave. Similarly, in Parshas Tzav. In Vayikra, Paragvav, Pasuk Tes Vav, source number 11, there too it says, Vakon HaMashiach Tachtov Mibonov, Yasa Usachok Olam Hashem Kolo Tachtor. HaMashiach Tachtov Mibonov, says Rashi, and so it's Vav, HaMashiach Mibonov Tachtov, right? The one who's anointed from among his sons to succeed him. So again, you see, in the language of the Torah, that when it comes to Kohen Gadol, that position is also a position of inheritance. Now, that same Gemara in Horius, the Aleph Mabez that we saw before, with regard to the Melech, the Gemara there says, however, we do have a difference. We said before, with the king, when a son takes over for the father, no Meshicha, no anointing ceremony is necessary. That's by a king, Melech ben Melech, a king who succeeds his father. But, Amar Marv, look in 13, again, Horius, the Aleph Mabez, Afilo Kohen Gadol ben Kohen Gadol tal Meshicha. But Kohen Gadol is different. Kohen Gadol requires Mashiach in any case. Okay, why? Menolam? Because of that pasuk in Source 11 in Parashat Tzav. Because it says, HaKohen HaMashiach, the word Mashiach, we think of Messiah. But Mashiach means the anointed one, right? So that's what Mashiach means in the sense of the Messiah as well. But anyway, HaKohen HaMashiach Tachnu Banav, name of HaKohen HaKohen Mitachnu Banav, my HaMashiach, why does the Torah have to use that extra word, HaMashiach is anointed with oil? Kamashalom, the Mibbanam, the Kohen Gadol, you have Mashiach, having Kohen Gadol, you have Lohavi Kohen Gadol. In other words, by Kohen Gadol, you need Mashiach anyway. Okay, and therefore Rashi explains what the Gemara means. Right, in 14, Tone of Mashiach, Rashi says, below Moshiach, Moshiach will be a Kohen Gadol, special din by a Kohen Gadol, because the Torah used the expression Ma'akohen HaMashiach, and that's how the Rambam Paskins in Hilchus Klei HaMikdash Perek Aleph Halacha Zion 15. Ain Moshe Men L'Doros Ela Kohanim Gedolim or Moshiach Mechom Machwei Tozulvad Ma'afilu Kohen Ben Kohen Moshiach L'Sol Shem Ra'akohen Moshiach Tavim Tachter Rav. Even you need it even for a coin. Okay, even for a Kohen Gadol. Sifra over there in Parsha Tzav in Parsha Gimel Parakei 16 in those days. Mibonav Yaakov Alamet Sheyehei Bein Kodem Lachol Shavol. Right, the same thing we see from there. The Kohen Gadol's son as Kedima as present as anyone else. Yochol Afal Pishenu Malam Makom Aviv. What if he's not fit? Right, for whatever the reason. Now, that's a big question. Who determines that? How do you know? But if the son is not roi to be the Kohen Gadol, Talmud Lomar Shemale Yisyadu Bizman Shemale Es Makom Shul Aviv. Who called the Chol Adam? When do we say that it's automatic that the son takes over the father? That's when the son is roi lekach. He's deserving of that. He's fit for that position. But if not, they get somebody else. They have to be fit for the position. I hold that thought. Finally, the last thing about what I mentioned about the Kohanim is in Parshas Achrimos, Perek Tez Zayin of Vayikra Psukim Lamed Beis and Lamed Gimel from the Elena and Kippur 17. It says V'chiper Kohen Asher Yimshach Oso V'Asher Yimale Es Yado L'Chayin Tachas Ovi. First of all, the double language. Kohen Asher Yimshach Oso needs Meshicha V'Asher Yimale Es Yado L'Chayin Tachas Ovi. Someone who is fit to be the Kohen after his father. The Lavash is Bigdei Avod. He wears those special Yom Kippur garments, the linen garments. He does the whole avodah in Yom Kippurim. Rashi explains that, first of all, on Pasuk Lamed Beis, it's the avodah of Yom Kippurim is limited to the Kohen Gadol. Not a Stam Kohen can't do that. We know that, right? Rashi says, "Bechiper Hakohen Shimsha Kapora Zu Yom Kippurim Ain Aksher Ela BeKohen Gadol." We know that. If you look carefully in the Parshas Achrimos, when it describes the whole Avodah Kippur, it keeps saying, "Bezos Yavo Aaron Hakodesh." Okay, "Vakach Aaron," everything Aaron. So that's why at the end they say, "But it's not a din Aaron." Then the rules don't disappear. The Avodah doesn't disappear with the death of Aaron. It means any coin. That's why it has to say, "Hashem Alayz Yado Lachayin Tachas Aviv." The next coin girdle. Problem is, what happens when they no longer had the Shemana Mishcha, the special oil? How do we know that it works even for a Kohen Gadol who takes over simply on the basis of having donning the special garments? The days of King Yoshio, whatever the reason, the Shemana Mishcha was Nignaz, and they didn't redo it. And so from then on, the days of Yoshua, the Kohen Gadol simply was inaugurated into position based upon wearing the extra garments, being Merubah V'Gadim. Again, Rashi says, the last Rashi in 18, L'chayin Tachas Oviv. Again, this is Perek Tazayin of Yikra, Pasuk Lamed Beis, L'chayin Tachas Oviv. L'lameh Shin B'no V'maleh Mekomo Hu Kodem L'chol Adam. Again, the same thing. So, it's interesting, the Sifra also says the same thing, the Sifra over Nachrimos. So the same thing is said in Tzav, right? The Sifra Nachrimos, Parsha Hei, the beginning of Parakhes, and Hosei, L'chayin tachas ovim, melamed shabbein kol mechol odom, yochol afo pi she'en v'malam mekom shavu, tamal lomu ha'shem alas yodo, v'zman shu v'malam mekom shavu, hu kol mechol odom, me'en v'malam mekom shavu, yobo ach v'yisham eshtachton, same thing, right? So he has to be fit for the position, yeah.
V'yishamin v'henem v'yishani?
No.
So what do we...
Merubah V'Gadim. Just that they wore extra garments. By putting on extra garments, that was the inauguration. Yeah. Now, it's interesting because they have another drasha based on a pasuk in Parshas Bamidbar. It says there in Paragimel Pasuk Dalad, Vayomos Nodav Avil Ifnei Hashem Vakrivim Eizor Ifnei Hashem Vivrasina Vonim Lohoyulam Vayachan Elazor Yisomar Pnei Aaron Avim. We know that Nodav and Avihu died on the day of the inauguration of Mishkan. They brought that offering they weren't supposed to bring. They were consumed by the fire. Pasuk here says, Uvanim lo hayu lahem. They never had any children. Vayechayin Elozer v'Yisomer al pnei Aaron Avihu. So Elozer and Yisomer, the other brothers, the other sons of Aaron, took over as the head Kohanim. That's interesting with Sifra over there. Okay, commenting on that Pasuk, it's not there, it's in Shmini. When another one of you will die, when their death is described, in Parashah of Parakal, those base 21, Rishon Avil Om Rishon Elizabeth Zayin Harei Om Elizabeth Son of Avil of Hashem Hakum Eishol of Hashem Uvanim Lo Hayolahem Sheilu Hayolahem Banim Heim Kodmi LeLoz Visomer Shall I call a Kodem Menachlu Kodem a Kavod? Interesting. I don't know how it works with the two of them, but Nadav and Avil. So the Torah goes out and tells, in that same pasuk, which says that Elazar and Isamar took over, it stressed they had no children. It says this before, it implies that if Nadav and Avihu had children, they would have had the kedima. It wouldn't have gone to the younger brother of the previous generation. It would have gone to the son of this one. Now again, it lumps them together. It's not exactly how it works, but let's assume it was Nadav, the oldest, let's say. Okay, so Nadav, had he not had any, and he had children, and then he died, so his children, his son, assuming they were fit for the position, would have taken over before their uncles. Yes, so that's what points out. But this Medayika from that pasuk. Yeah, it's him and he was right. But now, not everyone agrees with that. Look, some Dibra Yomim, I just put in for sake of being complete here. Dibra Yomim, Aleph. Parakov Dalad Pasuk Beis Vayomos Nadiv of Avil Lifnei Avim Uvanim Lahoil Em Aichanu Elaz Visamar. Similar pasuk, okay, and Rashi there. You know, it doesn't say in the Chumash, but Rashi there in Divrei Yomim Aleph Parakov Dalad Pasuk Beis says in 23 Vayomos Nadiv Avil Uvanim Lahoil Em etc. Lefi Shelo Lahoil Em Banim Kianu Elaz Visamar Mekomam Avilim Hayul Nadiv Avil Banim Hayul Komam Elaz Visamar Mekuna Gedala. Okay, that's what we said. So it's in a Furshah Rashi, well, interesting enough, not in the Chumash that I know, but in Divrei Yomim. Okay, Divrei Yomim Aleph. Mitzudas David, so for the sake of completion, doesn't seem to learn it that way. The Mitzudas David there in Divrei Yomim Aleph, Perachav Dal, Pasuk Beis, says, V'aychanu Ratzvah, Hei Nisharu Konim L'Hashem. They were the only ones left, implying that they didn't take over because they had no children. They were the next ones in line. So maybe that one doesn't agree. But anyway, that's how Rashi says. Okay, so we've seen so far that the position of the Melech and the position of the Kohen Gadol is a position that is passed on from father to son. Yeah.
Just because I don't know if it's clear yet. If they're Roy for the Malchus, whatever it is, but there's someone who's a little bit more...
Oh, let's see. Good. We'll see. So far, it seems that as long as the son is Roy, he has Kadima. And to answer your question, it doesn't matter. If someone is more Roy, it doesn't matter. Okay? Now, what about other positions of leadership, other positions of authority? So back in Parshas Pinchas, the Torah tells the following, Perakov Zayin Abimidbar, Pasuk Tezvav. Pasuk Tezvav is an unusual Pasuk. Vayidaber Moshe Hashem Lemor. The reverse. Usually it says Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemor. Many times, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemor. The one time is the other way around. Vayidaber Moshe Hashem Lemor. Moshe had recently been told that he is not going to lead the Bnei Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. So he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to please appoint a leader. And Asher Fawat, Asher Yates in Yuzayin, Asher Yates in Lifnaim, Asher Yomel Lifnaim, Asher Yotzim, Asher Yivim, Velociat as Hashem Katon, Asher Lemroet. The people shouldn't wander around like sheep without a shepherd. Yeah. So Rashi tells us the following in that on that pasuk in Parshas Pinchas, Bamidbar Perachav Zayin pasuk Tezayin, Yifkor Hashem Kevan Sheshama Moshe Shamal Amakom Tei Nachos Slochad Livnosov. This request of Moshe Hakadosh Baruch Hu to appoint a successor came printed in the Torah right after the story of Slochad with the daughters. Remember, they came forward. We were only five girls, and there were no boys, and so on. So the Holy Rusha Parsha is presented there, and so Tzlovchad's daughters take over for him. So as soon as Moshe heard that, Omar Higia Sha'a She'et Batzrochai She'yishu Banai. As you will see, Moshe had two sons. They don't know that much about them, but they're mentioned early in the Chumash, right? Gershom Eliezer, they mentioned in Parsha Shmos when they're born, mentioned again in Parsha Yisrael. So Moshe had sons. So Moshe was a father, and he said, okay, so now that I know that Tzlovchad's daughters get their chelek, so now is the time for me to start looking into my son's inheriting my position as the leader of Klal Yisrael. So Moshe was in effect hinting, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let my son take over. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo kach olsem achshol lefana. That's not what I had in mind. Kedai Yehoshua, your disciple Yehoshua is going to take over. Lito Schar, Shimush Shalom, Mosh Mitochel, Bezer Shom Shom, and also Tenya Chopia. Right, Yehoshua spent so much time with you and studied under you as your disciple and you understudied and everything else. So you were his mentor, he's going to take over. Okay? But, The Rashi tells us that Moshe wanted his sons to take over. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this case said, no, your sons aren't taking over. The Medrash, and Rashi gets this from the Medrash in Bemidbar Rab 27, there in Parshas Pinchas, it's Parsha Chof Aleph Simon Yud Dalet. The end of the first line says, Yivkot Hashem Bar all of Akash Avazah Achar Seder Nachlas El HaKeban Sheyarshu B'Nosof Charavi and Amar Moshe Ha'ershos Shed B'Bot Tzorchai Im HaBonos Yarshos Bedinu Sheyarshu B'Nai as Kodi. Just like these girls are going to inherit their father's, these women, Tzorchot, the daughters are going to inherit their father's Yerusha, so I want my sons to inherit my place. Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no. He says, well, and now it comes to the point. I want to come back to this. No, Banecha Yashu and Veloska the Torah. Your sons aren't such great Torah scholars. Yoshua, Hirbash, Harbe, Sher, Sefer, Sherosha, the Harbe, Chalaka, Chavobu, who are Mashka, Marvel, Beis, Abad, Shoha. Right, we know that this is a source that Yoshua would come very early to the base magistrate, he would set up the chairs and then clean up the room, etc. Or the Saturday Sassaf Solomon, Paris, and Matsalos, however, who shares Sachop, the whole Koho, Kedayu, she shamans, so Shayna Mohammed's Horo, Kahlacho, Sashua Benun, Lakaima, Shaman, also Tani Hokopir. In other words, here the Medrash says the reason, Medrash says that Moshe's children did not inherit him. Why? Because they didn't, they weren't royal. That's what comes out. Okay? So the question now becomes, so what is the status then? We saw about a Melech, we saw about a Kohen Gadol. So what about Takeh Rav, Tal Chacham, community leader, Avbezdin, Nasi, and that kind of thing? Right? Is it automatic? Does it go from father to son? So there is a Gemara Ksubistav Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara there, there's a section at the end of the section of Ksubas talks about the death of Rebbe, Rebbe Yehuda Nasi. That section is called Ashkavto de Rebbe. Right? There are a lot of stories about the last hours, last days of Rebbe Yehuda Nasi and his death. So one of the things he set up was, we said as follows. He said, look at Kuv Gimel Beis in Ksubas 28. Shimon Bini Chacham. Yehuda Nasi said, Rebbe said, my son Shimon is a Chacham. Is the Chacham. Okay, we'll see what it means, Avbezin. But my Kamar, Hochi Kamar, Afa Pi, Shimon Bini Chacham, even though my son Shimon is very wise, a big Tamar Chacham, Gamliel Bini Nasi, the one who's taken over for me was my other son Gamliel, was older. And the Rabbi Gamliel was the Rabbi Gamliel, the Azokin, Rabbi Gamliel was the son of Rebbe, he took over for the father. Okay? Not Rabbi Gamliel Azokin, but the different Rabbi Gamliel, sorry. Rabbi Gamliel Bini Nasi. Omar Levi, so Levi was right, said Tzricha Lameimar. But you have to tell me that for. Tzricha Lameimar says Rashi, the Gamliel the Bechor having the Sia, obviously. He's his oldest. Obviously, he gets the business. The oldest son gets it. Well, you have to make a presentation. So Omar Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe, Reb Shimon, not Shimon, same Shimon. Shimon Bar Rebbe, Tzricha Lecha Ulmetalaso. We need it like you need your limp. Now, it sounds like it was a disparaging comment. Rashi explains, Piseach Haya. Levi had walked with a foot injury, a limp. You see, he was a lame. Kedamrina ba'alma Levi achvei kida ba'atla. Remember that story at the end of Sukkah? That Levi was describing how a certain type of bowing by Yikod Kido was done. With your fingers, you have to balance yourself. There's a way to bow, so they did the Beis HaMikdash, and Levi was describing, and he injured himself, which was very difficult how to do, and he injured himself. So he walked with a lame. Anyway, leaving that out, so my kashalei. So what was of Shimon Bar Rebbe? Rashi says, "Remember, Rabbi Tzricha Lameimar Amai Tzricha Akparksiv." I mean, Levi was right. Rabbi Gamliel, had to make a whole pronouncement that his son Gamliel is going to take over him and not Shimon. What do you have to say all that for? I mean, obviously the pasuk Bechor takes over. Okay, how do we know? My kashele Akra Amar Resham Mamlocha Nasan Lehoram Kihua Bechor. The kingship goes to the Bechor. Hahu Mamale Makam Avosav Gamliel, Eina Mamale Makam Avosav, because Gamliel was not the same as Rebbe. Shimon was the greater of the Talmidei Chacham. In other words, that's why he had to make that pronouncement. Because usually, when does it go father to son? That's only the son is really the Mamale Makam of the father. But apparently, Gamliel was not quite the Mamale Makam of his father. Okay? Shimon was Shimon Chacham. He was the greater Talmud Chacham. So I asked, "No, so the Rebbe, my timer of it, Hachi. So why did Rebbe Taki appoint Gamliel instead of Shimon? I mean, if Shimon's more raw, why did he appoint him? Nehi de'enam amala. Because again, it's not automatic if he's not a mamala mokum. So Gemara says nehi de'ino mamala mokum also bechochma b'yiraschet mamala mokum also hava. He wasn't as big a talmud chacham like the father was, but in terms of being yirei shamay and yirei chet, so that he was. So he was. He did have. He was fit in other ways. He wasn't. To answer your question, right? Even though in terms of being a pure talmud chacham, Shimon was a bigger talmud chacham than Gamliel, but Gamliel was certainly worthy as a successor to the father in other ways as Yirei Chet. Okay? Yeah.
Is that showing that it doesn't go in Yerusha? It just goes.
Oh, so that's a big question. So, well, there is some sort of Yerusha going on here, because evidently, especially the way Levi has the kashan, Rabbi Yehuda, the simple reading of the Gemara anyway, is that there is Yerusha, because really it should have gone to, it would automatically, if Gamliel would have been the bigger Talmud Chacham, he would have gotten automatically. It was only because he wasn't that he had to make a pronouncement that even though Shimon's a big Chacham, Gamliel gets it because he is a Rechek. So in other words, but it's still a Yerusha issue. So that's what it appears. Okay? Now, as a side point, I printed in 30 the sheet of Gebetz is there in Ksuvus Kavkimon Beis with Levi. You know, it says Shimon was disturbed. Why would be Rebbe? Rebbe made this whole pronouncement, this whole plan of succession, and Levi wondered why he had to do it. So the Shimon was mocked by his father. Well, you ask him why my father did it. He was doing it right. So he, but it wasn't such a big. Miri points out in the next source. I'm sorry, the Shimon went to the end of this source. He says Lo Hamilsa Naiku wasn't making fun of him, because at the end of the day, the way Levi got hurt was doing a mitzvah. Right, he was doing some of the Talmud Torah, the Limud Torah. He just mentioned it, you know. Anyway, the Meiri, okay, spells it out there in Ksubas Kukimon Beis, in Source 31. The Meiri says, Mishu Zokin Rechachem, Uben Male Ro'i Lo Lochiach Ben, Zokin Ben Male Ro'i Lo Lochiach Ben Idor Lohorislam Derech Yishora, Bekol Shekein Shemu Cholo Magish Basma Sholech Beis Olam Arol Lesadu Inyonah Velechalach Kisro Levana. The Miri says we learn a general rule from here. Someone who's a zok and a chacham, and you know he has children and so on, who are so he says an intelligent person realizes when he begins to get sick and realizes the end might be near, he should make it clear what the line of succession is. You know, it's always a problem. It's a problem to this day. He should make it clear. You know what he wants. The proper thing is to give his biggest position to the eldest son. Even though another one of the children may be wiser, and then it comes out is. The Miri says, from here we learn a halacha, that the answer is it is Birusha. So look at that. The Miri, how the Miri understands the Gemara. And if we go back now to our Parsha, here Parsha Shoftim, the Sifrei, Dvarim, and Sifrei here in Parsha Shoftim, Piska Kuf Samach Beis, says in 32, Hu Uvono, She Meis Bino Ome Tachtov, that's by a king. Then it says, Be'eli Elazeb Bilvad, here it is. Minayin lechol parnasei Yisrael shebneim omdim tachtayim. Where do we see that anyone else was in a leadership position? Also the Yerusha. Talmud Lama who uvana b'karav Yisrael kolosu b'karav Yisrael. Any position over Klal Yisrael b'no omei tachtum. So the Sifrei, and the question we pass that way, but the Sifrei says that it's not just by Melech, and it's not just by Kohen Gadol. There's a general rule that would apply to the Nasi, and apply to, that question will apply to Stamarov. But that's what it looks like. The Tosefta, Shkolim, Parag Beis Halacha Tesvav, in 33, says even certain positions in the Beis HaMikdash, certain treasury positions. Tosefta says, again, it's Shkolim, Parag Beis Halacha Tesvav, Shlosha Gizborin, Mayan Osin, Mayan, the different treasurers who had different jobs within the Beis HaMikdash, and there were three treasurers, and there were seven other types of officers that did different things, and says what they did, what different things they did. And at the very end, which is relevant to us, it says, Bi sheyesh lo bein kodem, ach kodem, kola kodem benachla, Kodem Bistroros, Uvavad Shiahan Yinhag Kiminagavosav. That's not a Melech, that's not a Kohen Gadol, that's not a Nasi. That's a position in the Beis HaMikdash, as a treasurer, some officer in the Beis HaMikdash, also is given over father to son, like the order of Yerusha, provided the person is Buvad Shiahan Yinhag Kiminagavosav. So the Rambam writes, in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Perek Dal Alach HaChof 34, Keshe Yomos HaMelech, O Kohen Gadol. Oh, echad mishar hamemunim. Other people, other political or official appointees, mamidim tachtav b'no o haroi liyorsho. He is succeeded by either his son or someone else who's fit to inherit. V'chol akodem l'nachol kodem l'shoros hameis. V'hu shem ala makom b'chochma. O b'yira afo b'shem kodem b'chochma. Shem ar melech. Who vana bekarvisa malamet chamalchus yirusha v'hu adin lechol sroarish bekarvisa shazoch elo zoch laatzmo lazara. That's the Rambam's rule. So a rav or anyone else, assuming the son wants the position, is it fit for the position, and so on and so forth, that he takes over. And the Rambam says it's all positions, and he says it clearly as well. That was in Ilchus Klei HaMikdash Perek Aleph Chaf in Ilchus Melachim Perek Aleph Melachos Zayin. Kishamidim Amelech Moshkos of Hashem and Mishka, Shenemar, Vekashmos, Pachashemin, Vaitoka Rosh Rashakwesh, Vayashkeu, Fine, Umaacher, Shemoshka, Melecharez, Zoka, Lo, Ulubanam, Ad Olam, Shamalchus, Yerusha, Shenemar, Genar, Posekir, and Shoftin, Laman, Yarich, Yamecha, Yarich, Yamim, Amamalach, Luban of Kerisel, Hiniach Ben Cotton, what if the child is young? What if it's a minor? So you have what we call a regent, right? That's in the secular world also. Mahabdul. Misham lo malucha ad sheyaglek moshe osu Yehoyada leYoash. We find in Ben Sheva Shan Yehoash Lamalcha, right? He was only 7, 8 years old, you know, in the crazy queen Asalia killed everybody, the daughter of Yizevel. Right? She killed all the family because she wanted to be the queen, but they hid this one baby. Anyway, they held on to him. All right. The ben hagadol kodem lekotnim. The older brother has kedim over the cotton. V'lo hamalchus bilvad elakol hasroros uchol haminuyin should be sroy yerusha levno leven beno ad olam. It's all sroros, all position of authority. V'hu sheben malam makom osam v'chachma yira and so on. Hay malam biyira afish eno malam v'chachma midos malakom avim v'lamden also and so on. But v'chol mi she'ein bo yerushalayim. But the guy's not Yerei Shamayim, then I don't know how smart he is. He doesn't get the position. And that's what the Sefer Chinuch says as well. Mitzotof Tzadi Zayin here in our parish room. Achash Nismana Zocha Machos Lo Levonav. And again, he says more like the Rambam. And that's the story there.
These are only ritual positions?
That's what it looks like. Okay, and that's what we're going to see now. The rest of the Thomas has collected a bunch of tshuvas. To hold the thought for 1 second. Now, we saw already, there's a Miri points out in the Yuma and Beis HaMeis, by the Kohen Gadol, it's not every position. See, because we saw that, for example, the Meshulam Chacham is not like that. Meshulam Chacham is not given over. It's 37. Kohen Gadol, that's the Miri and Yuma and Beis HaMeis. Kohen Gadol Shemeis, Manam is Pino, O Akon Lanachlam Komo. Kosher Malam Akomo, Bechoch Mur Shemayim. Bushar Asoros, Kala Zochela Zochelo Zara, Achar Shazor Roy Lecha. Chutz Meshuch Machomo. So the Miri says, it's everything but the Meshuch Machomo. Okay, it's the one and only exception. Okay, She'ein Beno Mishmana Tachto Olam. Okay, so it's interesting that Meshuch Machomo is the exception. In Horius, the Miri, Yud Alf Mubez, in Horius, says, Afal Pisha Moshach Moshach Mikdash Chol Kelo Dos Lo Ha Kain Uchle Shars for Mikdash Lo Niskach Meshicha Lo Tashmish Shem Mechanchon Shenemar She Yerushar So Bam Bakor She Rusim Mechanchon Velo Yom Moshe Momentu Doros El Akwanim Gedolim Afilu Kohen Gadol She Ovi Kohen Gadol Gam Kana Tzuk Meshicha She Mekol Mokom Lo Mitzad Yerusha Ba O Lo El Mitzad Shu Hagom Lo. So the other Miri says not really a din of Yerusha, it's a din of being Roy. So it needs some sort of combination of the two. But okay, that's just a side point. What I really have for pretty much the rest of the Makoros are just, I'm not going to read through every line here, but some very interesting tshuvas that came up really throughout the generations. Some major Rishonim and Achronim dealt with this question of, in a community, you ask the position of leadership, what about a rub of a community, and how does that fit into the mix? Ritual position, does it go? So the Rashba, in 39, Shalt Shuvas Rashba Chelek Aleph Simen Shin, Shalt Ruvein Tovea Mishun, this is the Rosh Chazan. Okay. Bravo. Ato ha'isa shirtzireis ha'knesa shibu ushka ma'yom shmona u'shoshim shana. Whatever the players are, one came and they said, look, you've been the Chazanim for the last 38 years. The Achshav is a count of the Savta. You're an old man already. You can't continue to serve as a Chazanim the same way. You've asked your son to fill in, you know, as the other Chazan. But there's not such a good voice, right? You think we think these promises nowadays, but the Rashba, the Ani Umikas Hashem is Palam, is Kares, ain't on a road, so she's Palam. We don't want this, son. Okay, we want you. And if you can daven good, we want you. If you love, so stay home and, we'll get somebody else. So, hey, Shushun, after Shatashar Mikas Kochi. It's true that I'm a little weaker, and my eyes aren't as good, and so on and so forth, and I can't lane, and it wasn't just the chazan of lane, also I guess I can't do it the way I used to do it. But still, everything else I can still do right. There's certain things I can't do, everything else. And anyway, I want my son to continue and take over when I can't do it, because I was the chazan Avi, my father, my grandfather. Apparently this was the family that was a Shiach Tzibur in these regards. They were all the Shiach Tzibur. And my son, he says, it's true, Apu Shehar of Kolo, they may not have the greatest voice, but everything else, because the Sheikh Tzibah doesn't just mean the Chazan. That was the ritual director, I don't know what you call him today. You know. He was in charge of the shuls. Everything else he can do very well, so it doesn't have the greatest voice. Okay, so that was the question. And he said, I don't want to give it up. I don't want my son to have it. So, and he points out, the robe of the call want it like that. They want my son. 150 men, 152, there's some 10 guys. It's like that today. Right? A few people are making a fuss. But the rest of the shul wants it. So that was the, you're the minority and so on. Anyway, so they asked the Rosh Hashanah what to do. So let's look at the second paragraph. Tshuva. Hadin im Shimon Sheikh Tzibur Mekamah Talmud. Is right? Several reasons. Echad. First of all, the guy's appointed. It's understood he's not going to do everything every week. The guy gets sick sometimes, goes on vacation. There's always going to be things that come up. Okay, das hakol is that someone's going to spell him sometimes, and if he needs somebody else, he'll spell someone else. So it's understood that he's not going to be the guy only all the time. Okay, and it's understood with the agreement. And therefore, this Shliach Tzibur, he wants his son to take over. It's okay when he's not around. That's the language of the Takanah to have there, and no one else should take over. A second thing he mentions is, because again, he says, I'm just saying outside to save some time, but he says, the cow understood that this guy is going to do everything his whole life. Shalom Yechel, never get sick. Or shall you grant Echel Mikir Ben Eldam? Or he has to leave town for some reason, something comes up. Okay? So obviously, it's understood that someone's going to spell him. And therefore, then he says, and furthermore, he says that the son is allowed to take over for the father. And towards the end, maybe 6-7 lines at the bottom, Bim Habain, Royal Lekach, Apo, Pisha, Enro, Kolo, Kimo, Imkolo, as long as he doesn't have a weird voice, it upsets the people, but he doesn't have such a powerful voice like the father. But as long as he has a normal voice, that's good enough. The Ugla, he's fit in other ways, and he's not a Balaveras and so on. So then the Ben takes over, and he brings some of the riots that we saw, like the Kohen Gadol, HaKohen Mashiach Tafi, that's how the Rosh Hashanah Paskins in that case. Okay?
What's the question?
No, the tzibur didn't want. They want to know: is this an inherited position or not? The older chazan wanted his son to spell him sometimes.
Okay.
Yes, and they're right. And some handful of people in the shul didn't want it, and the Rashba said, "No, he's right. He's allowed to have his son do it."
People never happy with anybody.
Right, that's also true. That's what he said in the question. He said, most of the people are happy, a handful of people aren't happy. And that's how Rishpo says. Yeah. The Mordechai in Baba Kama, in the 8th Perek, Perek HaChovel, he says, Oh, the Heshiv Rameir, that's what I'm written, this Rameir is Kuf Ches. Arub Mishmer, Alem Yerush, Shein Shum, Arum, Shal, Ibn, Oz, Dabar, Reis, HaKnes, Zul, Osam. Okay, this family has apparently built a shul or whatever it is. They had a deal that no one else can do anything with the shul but them. The family shul, people daven there, but they own the shul, so to speak. So now one of the brothers wants to sell his chelek in the shul to another rich person, okay, who's going to buy it, and does he have the right to do that? You know, does he have the right? So Mordechai, the Mordechai says that they can't sell it to somebody else without the rishus of the kol. Okay, the only thing they can do is give it over to his son, but to give it over to outside the family is not allowed. Okay, and he quotes the case in Shoftim as well. Okay, a similar case, a more explicit, the Shuvas HaTash Beitz. Let me see one thing. In other words, since the Tzibur was there, and the Tzibur gave them the right, so that was only for them and their children, but not to sell it to somebody else. But again, you see that the children can be Mamala Mokum. The Tashbeit of the Tshuva Chelik Dalad, Chutam Shuvas, Tur Aleph, Simon Zion, Shalta, Yaakov Hotzi Karka Mechatzer Bona Elias Kirk Tanel Shem Besakneses. The guy had the land and he built a shul. It's like today in Brooklyn, right? Everyone opens up a shul, right? Here in Teaneck, it's harder to pull off, but certain places that people open up their own shul, and here's also people open a base or whatever. And he said people could come down, but the condition is Leo's who Shliach Tzibur. He is going to be the Shliach Tzibur. Okay. And for 20 years, it was all good. Everybody was happy. Everyone was happy. By Yerech B'dar Chorets. Okay, he died. The fancy was saying he went like all other people go. He died. By Niach Achrav Shlosha Bonim. He left three sons. Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Not really, but there were three sons. Yeah. But Amar Reuven, but it wasn't really the names. Just using, John Doe. Was it John Doe and Richard Rowe, whatever? So here it is. So anyway, Amar Reuven, but I got him. Come over, Leo Shat. So Reuven, the oldest one, he took over from the father of Chazan. Umila, come over, Kihu, Holik, Medachem, Yisharim, Kaviv, and Shimon died. And so now his two brothers left. Levi was not Tamachacham, was not so much interested, and so on. And now, after many years, Reuven was oldest, and many years have gone by. Now Reuven was older. And there were many people died. There was a new group of people, whatever it was. And Reuven wanted to have his son take over for him. But Levi is still alive. Levi said, hold everything. Okay, one second. Levi says, right? You can't pass on to your son while I'm still here. That's what he timed. He re-ben Achim, right? There was a quarrel between them, okay? And Reuven said, what do you mean? I've been doing this since their father died and so many years and so on, and my son is worthy, and he's over 20, and he's good, and Levi says, no, this is both of ours, and if I don't want to be the shot, I got a son-in-law who's in the business, wants to go into the business, right? I want him to go into the business, and until my son goes older, why does your son get kedima and so on and so forth? So again, a whole machlokas. All right, who's right? So the Tashbeitz writes, he says, while Levi's still alive, Reuven does not have the right to give it to his son. Okay? He quotes the psukim and so on and so forth. Okay? But either the other, because Levi owns half of the property. Levi has a half a right. It's not like we said before, that's the oldest son that goes on to the son. Yeah, but here Levi has a property right, so he's allowed to hold back. So again, even though it goes,
Levi the one that
wasn't so interested.
Wasn't right. So if someone is not right,
so he himself, so he can say, "What well, you can do it," but he can have a solo.
Yeah, but then it's not like the case where
it's not exactly the same. Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. Another tshuva, the Rivosh, some Reish Ayin Aleph. Okay, this was a long story saying outside. There was a person who basically saved Yiddishkeit in this part of France. A very fascinating story. Okay, a certain Yosef Yochanan and Matisyo was this certain Rabbeinu Matisyo. I don't know who the people are, but it's Marbit Torah Rabbim, and he had many Talmidim, and they wonderful and saved the Yiddishkeit and so on. And they got a portion of the government that he would. Anyway, then they passed that someone in another town wanted to make a rule that everything had to go through them, like a district rabbi or whatever it was. Okay, and now the question was, can you pass it on to the children? Anyway, so he has that. He says you still can pass it on to the children. Okay, so in other words, I'm just showing you somebody's case. If you have time to read, you can read it. In the Shulchan Aruch proper, those are all we've shown in the that we just saw. You see in the Shulchan Aruch, and look at Talmud Torah, there are days in Reish Mem Hei. Let's skip to 43. Reish Mem Hei. Again, you can read the other two very interesting stories. Okay, Sif Chav Beis. Okay, so it talks about someone wants to open up a school yeshiva, and there's another yeshiva, you know, you can have other people learn with you and so on. But anyway, I don't want to go into the whole Ramon now, but towards the end, just a moment. But look, maybe a few lines in the bottom of that page. Umisha hooks up the Rav Beir. Based on that reverse that we just saw, even if the next and someone else moved into town is a bigger Talmud Chacham, a bigger Rav, still you can't take that out of position. Okay, as long as I have some knowledge, you know, the other person a bigger Talmud Chacham. So that's how strongly the Yerusha goes over here. But umakom sheish minig lekabel rav al zman kotzer, okay? O sheminig lechob misharot or shus biyodam. He says, but some places they give the rabbi only a certain contract of 5 years, whatever, 3 years, a year and a half, whatever. Now then, and it doesn't work, okay? Havakol shekibu lachala and kol shekin rotzer b'tzon aswar ein losum godu v'lo mishtar al lorido. If you only have an extra contract, that's something different, and that's a whole different discussion. So other tshuvas, okay? Yeah. Right, so that's what Amor says. That if you have a fixed thing at the end of that term, then you can make the change. It's not up to him. He can give it to him. I wouldn't go over to the son either.
You're asking if the institution was created by the shaliach and the shaliach's money.
Oh.
No,
it
doesn't matter. If someone comes in and like whatever he has set up with the community. Like, how is it determined? Like, if someone is an employee versus
not employee?
Or
right, yes, it depends how it was set up, yeah. I think so.
Does this run then into the idea of a chazaka? Like, what if a rav has 3-year contracts?
Yeah, so that I don't do a contract. That's a big issue. Not so partial. Not so partial. Okay. The Mabit has a true as well. Chela Gimel Sun Reish. 41. Okay. The love of Yeshua ben Hagun. Learned in yeshiva and so on and so forth. He was right to take over for him. And some people in the cult didn't want his son to take over. Anyway, all these, again, according to all these are the same. Okay. And all these poskim seem to say that it goes Birusha. However, not everybody agreed. That's all I get to. Okay. If you take a look in 45, the Marash Dam. Okay, well, the earlier Chorin from the really borderline period, he was, thrown out of Spain. He was among those Magurashi Sorad. Anyway, in your Chelek Yaradeh Simon Pehei, he says, he doesn't agree. He says, despite what he quotes the Rashba that we mentioned, Simon Shin, and so on, he said it's not true about a Rav or a Talmud Chacham. He says, that's not by Yerusha. That's by like you're saying. That's why the people have to feel comfortable with the place. That doesn't go by Yerusha. Maybe other appointees, but when you're dealing with Rav or Talmud Chacham, that has to go by. You have to be knowledgeable. You have to have And he says the Gittin and Kiddushin, all the other things. He says brings an interesting raya. He says that the Tzadku Chazal Maseches Yuma Shama Gimel Zeremim Bekaser Torah Ena Yerusha Elakolarotze Lito Yito. Okay. He quotes the Gemara in Yuma, which I'll show you in a second. But the Gemara says there that there are three crowns. There's Keser Torah, Keser Melucha, and Keser Kahuna. So Keser Melucha, that's only Malchus Beis David. You could have a guy who's much more fit to be a king, but he's not going to be the kingdom. He's not from the line of David HaMelech. Keser Kahuna, you can have a guy who could sing the Brichas Kohen beautifully, or he could be a great Shochet and Shech Kabbanah. It doesn't matter. If he's not a Kohen, he can't be a Kohen. But Torah, everybody, it's open to anybody. So the Maharash Dam says, you see from there that it's not Birusha. Okay? So he says that maybe, again, he says, Leos Kishan, this guy, Tonki, I've also shown Bithe Torah. Okay, my father, my grandfather, was my Bitzei Torah. Okay, but it doesn't mean that it goes to him. So he's a notable opponent of this idea. Okay, now the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos, in Aruch Chayim, Siman Nun Gimel, Hilchos Brachos HaShachar, talks about a chazan. Ein Siv Chafei, Siman Nun Gimel Siv Chafei. Ein Misalkin Chazan Unuso, Elam Kinusum Psul. You don't get rid of the chazan, unless there's some other they did, and so on and so forth. Okay. And look at the end, the shat shehizkin rotzen los bo esayme prokim, afo fi shein kol b'no orev kakolo, ima mala mokum shahaz varam b'no kodo cholam, v'ein ati b'cholam l'cholam, because that's harashmo, in Siman Shin, even though he doesn't have such a great voice, but he fills in other, you gotta listen to him. Okay, but the Magen Avraham, it's got Lam and Gimel, says not everybody agrees with all this. He quotes his Marajnam, and he says, not everyone agrees that this stuff should go be Yerusha. Okay, he says the Rashpo says, but Rashdam be Yerides in Pei Aleph should be Sin Pei. Cost of the Chacham Amul Laharbitz Torah Olodun, the guys are dying. That's Lominikach. That's what he says. And a notable Achron who agrees is Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer Chelak Aleph Simnir Beis Chelak Orachaim Simnir Beis. Chassam Sofer has a case, and he said, it's again the same issue, and he says he also doesn't think that it goes. It goes Birusha. Okay?
Maybe because
I don't know. It could make a difference. Okay, it's true. But he says, and even though in the second paragraph there, 48, Mashat Sarkh in Lashon Rashba, he's not unaware of this Shuas Rashba, and he says maybe that's other types of leadership and not a rope. Okay? And, so the Rashba, the Chassam Sofer is Marich. And he agrees with the Tshuva of the Marashdam that we mentioned before. And he brings a very interesting riot at the end. Does us some silver. He brings an interesting riot from what we mentioned earlier about Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, let's take a look at the two lines there.
His sons didn't take over.
Okay? And he says, okay, Yisro, on the last paragraph, he said, well, let's do the second last paragraph. Hayotom, Yisela, Inyo, Yisro, if the tzimur doesn't agree, leos lahem l'rav, that this son should take over the rabbi, okay, or to be a rosh yeshiva, whatever. Also, he has no claim just based on Yerusha. That's other types of leadership, not harav psak and not rabbanos. That's the Medrash and Pinchas we mentioned before. That Moshe Rabbeinu wanted his son to take over. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, your sons aren't taking over. Yeshua is taking over. And Moshe Rabbeinu Ba'atzmo said, you got to get the right person. And his sons could have done it. And Yeshua was more Hagan Lekach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Yeshua was Hagan Lekach. Elisha said that just because he deserved the reward and so on. Anyway, the sons didn't take over. So that he brings a raya that when it comes to Rabbanus and Hora, these rules don't apply. The Gemara Numa, I just printed here, Yud Beis and Beis, Omri Yochanan Shosha Zerim, named three crowns, Shomaz Beach, Shom Shal Shuchan, these are three clear mikdash that had a sort of crown design around it. So Shomaz Beach, Zachar Amanat, Shal Shuchan, Zachar Davan, Shal Aron, Adai Munucho, Karot, Alika, Yohika. Okay, anyone can take it. The Rashi over there. Now, in the very next tshuva, it wasn't the next tshuva of Chassam Sofer wrote, it was several years later, but it's printed in the Chassam Sofer, the very next tshuva, Chelek Orachaim Siman Yud Gimel, he says again, okay, he doesn't think that when Torah is like that, he quotes the Gemara Yuma, he quotes the Marashdam, he doesn't think that it's just like the Meshuach Mecham is an exception, there are other exceptions, and he quotes the Asar Mamaros, that's Rama Efano, also agrees. And I think that it doesn't go Birusha. But look at the second paragraph. No, Hayom Chazar Tiviyanti Bezeh. But I looked this up again. I reviewed it because the Ramah does seem to say, that it does go Birusha, like we saw before. He says, "Vada Nesiyah Tarbizman Chazal Hayom Ekein Mina Kedusha Levad Lo Shares Zehen and Birusha." Ach Achshav Kish Meshubad Lekol. You said. Now that you're Meshubah to the call to do what they want, and then you get her, so then it should be no different than a chazan. You're paid by the community, so then he says it'll be different. So it maybe is chozer a little bit. The same thing in another tshuva, Chelek Chol Shemishu, Tzim Chofalim, 52. He says also perhaps the Chassam Sofer is chozer. His Talmud, Maram Shik, Chelik Erdei, and his Chuvah is in Reish Chav Ches 53. Okay, he says, and he always defends the Chassam Sofer. He says, look, first of all, the Chassam Sofer is chos a little bit. Second of all, so many others that we saw said it does go Birusha. I think it does go Birusha. On the other hand, Rishon Kluger, Chuvah Sarav Chav Shlomo, Chelik Erdei is in Reish Samach 54. He says, I think it doesn't go Birusha. So again, it basically turns out to be Machlokas. The Avnei Nezer has a fascinating Chuvah, long, long Chuvah. I'll print a small part of here, 55, the Avnei Nezer. It's Chelik Erdeya Simen Shin Yud Beis. It's entitled this essay, Kuntris Sheish Malos Lakisei. The Medrash tells us, and I think it's based on Psukim, that the throne of Shlomo HaMelech had six steps to get up to the... So he has the Sheish Malos Lakisei, the throne of leadership. There are six, he has six different issues to consider. The case was, take a look, I printed in the Sheila, Levar Adin Rav Be'ir, Shnez Bakesh B'Yeshiva Shalmala V'Lacholamo, a rabbi in the town died. V'Nech Bein Royal Amala V'Komo, he had a son who was fit to the next position. V'Gam Chasno Ba'Bita, his son-in-law, who was the daughter's husband, his daughter was also Roy, his old is also Roy. Now the Bein, okay, didn't want it, the son didn't want it. Everyone agrees the son would come before the son-in-law. But the son didn't want it. He didn't want it just in being the rabbi. He was Roy, but he didn't want it. Now the question is, okay, so now does it go to the son-in-law? Okay, that already was a machlokas in the community. Some people didn't want the son-in-law. They said, okay, the son wants it, that's a din. But does it go now that the son pulls out? Okay, he's not interested anymore. He withdraws his candidacy. Okay, so now does the son-in-law take over? Some want the son-in-law, some don't want the son-in-law, and some ISIS. Okay, so he quotes again the Rivash. Look in Lamed Tes, he quotes an interesting thing. Okay, this is going to be another couple minutes. Look in Os Lamed Tes, it's a long, long chew. But he says, he quotes, most people are not like the Marashtam. Ukvar osa maisa harava gada hamakubal halokim av shoma al-kavitz bitzvah. Shoma al-kavitz, he's best known, I think, for writing the Chadodi, but known for many other things too. He's a big makubal in our. What's that?
He has like a kid who lives in Seattle.
Like, a name of Kavitz, yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, he's a great. So Achar Shiskimu Kol Bnei Hakol Amaram Alshich Lo Shiva Berosh Ochtilu Lachtom Echilatom Moshe Alshich. He's been to Tzfat, Alshich Shul, and so the Maram Alshich, Moshe Alshich, a great Talmud. They wanted him to be the next leader, and Menor Moshe Kavitz now. The son of the previous Talmud Chacham says that Rav Shlomo Kavitz, he has precedence, and therefore they wouldn't let the Rav Shlomo, even though, and they let this guy take over this kid. When he reached the age of Bar Mitzvah, Hoshivu Barosh, they named him the chief rabbi of Tzvat. Rav Shlomo was 60. Okay, interesting, but apparently, again, can we say you wait with the son who's older? Goes Birusha. Okay, and that's again against the Marashtam. Then, the Nezer later on, Osmem, Mem Aleph, and what about the Chassam Sofer's Raya from Moshe Rabbeinu? That's not the Chassam Sofer, that's a powerful Raya. Because Baruch said, no, it doesn't go Birusha. So the Nezer writes, I don't think that's a Raya. He goes, that's not a Raya. He says, because you look at all the subnosa, we saw it also. Why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu's children get it? Because they weren't roilekach. They didn't learn. They were not talmid chachamim. In other words, the barachalo oskim b'torah says. But the implication of that is that had they been roilekach, taka they would have taken over. It just happens to be they weren't roilekach. And furthermore, he said Moshe Rabbeinu was different. He had the status of a melech and the status of a kohen gadol and whatever else. Okay, so that's the. That's the truth of Avdenezer. I just want to end off. It's interesting. Divrei Chaim, you'd be surprised based on what goes on today. Divrei Chaim was a Chaim of sons. The whole sons Hasidic dynasty, that's all the Halberstam, that's Satmar and Babov and you know others, that whole dynasty. So Divrei Chaim, you know, so Chelek Hoshem Mishpah, Chelek Beis, Simon Lamed Beis, he was asked by giving up, now by the Rebbes, everything now does go be Yerusha. But the Divrei Chaim and the Tshuva writes not so. He says, "Al dvar Yerushas Hakavod, hine mechilas kota haborim harabonim chirabonim achasidim shlitosim b'taras mishra kama rav shebeno kodem." Is it the Chassidish Rebbe also should go over father to son? Who says? Al yadua, he quotes from some of the Gedolei Chassidus that he mentions the Baal Shem Tov. He didn't give it over to his son, right? The Magid of Mezirich and Nolam Amelach. He quotes all the great Chassidish our rebbes didn't give it over. So he said it doesn't. I don't know. They don't quote this tshuva too often today. I don't think. But, but the Dvar Chaim says Chassidish rebbeships don't go berusha. He said you see from the early the Rishonim, so to speak, among the Chassidim, the Baal Shem Tov, the Magen Mezerich, the Navel Melach, they didn't. Their sons didn't take over, even though they were roy. That's what he wants to say. I'll just finish off. There's a Gemara in Bava Basra that also implies a little bit that it's not. It doesn't go berusha. Okay. You look it up, the Barbara of Ashi, after his father died, so he didn't take over, somebody else did. Okay, I'll just finish up. The Kovat Tzaharis V'chonan Simen Mem, okay, and Ozvav, V'chein le'in menuin de mishesh la'izamina v'yisrael omeis yorosh omen v'komo, he says the Rambam, based on the Rambam, and it said, Mashachokru achronim, Ikadin Yerushim Nun Shal Torah could go on Reish Mesifta. See, quotes this Gemara of Bavasa Kashnifta of Ashi Imnu Rabbanon Osa of Achamadifti. Lola Marbar of Ashi. So, if I feel the name of the Shas Misa of Ashi Amar Rashi Kotten, it wouldn't matter, and therefore, Bechonon also seems to hold like if someone comes to Torah, it doesn't automatically go be Yerusha. But, Lemaisa, the Mishabruim, we'll finish with this in Simon Gimel, to Kotten Pei Gimel. And he quoted it, the robe seemed to say that it does go if the son wants it, if he's right. Certainly in the Chassidish world, and now in the Rosh Hashiva world too, I think. You know, a lot of times the son takes over. And maybe for fundraising reasons. I don't know the recognizability of the last name or whatever. Anyway, this is just an overview of some of those yonim, and there's a Shema to see next week. Okay.
I don't know whether this way from about a white inheriting.